Suk Uncle Softball Coaches Show.
The Eagles are champions! The Eagles are champions! The Cinderella team and Cinderella wears
and
Clint.
Now here's your host, Peyton Boozy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of the Suk Uncle Softball Coaches Show. I'm your host, Peyton Boozy. Tonight, we're here with Coach Suk Uncle herself, who is full of excitement from these past few days. The field has finally been broken in with a handful of practices, and it's obvious being on the field is best, especially when it gets closer to game time, under 2 weeks now. So how exactly have those practices been differing from the inside?
Well, I just think that when you're inside and you focus so much on offense for day in and day out, and it just gets to be a lot. But, you know, it was really nice. We did some defense on Thursday. On Friday, we got to do a little bit of like a mini scrimmage, and, you know, you can kind of put it all together. And outfield getting to have, you know, some fly balls, and the infield seeing dirt, and the pitchers got to throw off the mound. And that was, I mean, it took a minute to get used to, you know, just your footing and stuff. The field was still a little bit wet, but we managed. Friday was good. And then, you know, today we practiced and we got a lot of reps in. So it does make a difference. Whether you play on dirt or if you're at a turf complex, just being out in the elements is good for us.
Wasn't the only excitement going on this past weekend. USI Softball hosted a clinic on Saturday. Give a little bit of an insight about how those clinics work.
We normally do like a pitching and a catching and an offense one, but Saturday's clinic was just offense. And, you know, we had like 25 kids. It was small. It was one of our smaller ones, but our kids all interact with them. And we have a ton of kids that, you know, want to be seen by our staff, and they get to know the players. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, they come in where it's not a showcase. It's more of like an instructional, you know, we do our best to give back to the game.
We talked a little bit about it earlier, but unfortunate timing getting this on air, that being the last one until the season's over. But of course, you'll host a few of those over the summer. Correct?
Sure. Summer, and then we'll do stuff in the fall and the winter again next year.
Let's go ahead, move on to the main topic of tonight's show, the OVC preseason poll. This was released on Thursday last week, features preseason rankings for each team as well as player to watch for every team in the conference. USI projected a fourth place finish right in between of the two finishes last year. Regular season, you guys were third place. In the tournament, you guys ended up fifth. So I want to get a quick general insight into your thoughts before we go through the list on USI's placement in the poll.
I don't really base a whole lot on it because it is what it is. It's preseason, and a lot of it is just where you fall the year before and where you finish. But, you know, I think the coaches got it right, you know, I mean, but I... You know, if anything, you know, us finishing third and in regular season and them picking being fourth, I mean, if anything, it just fires the kids up. You know, it is true. You know, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. You know, we have goals, you know, that we have expectations within ourselves and what we're thinking that we have the ability to do this year. So, you know, it's nice that we are at least earning that respect from the other coaches. But, you know, there's a lot of good teams in the OVC, but we'll give up a good fight, that's for sure.
And run through the list real quick here for our listeners. Southeast Missouri projected first. They were the regular season champs last year, got knocked out in the tournament. Eastern Illinois in second, the tournament champions, UT Martin in the third slot with one first place vote. Then Southern Indiana in the mix, 112 total points. SIU Edwardsville in fifth, 1 point behind. Sixth place, Tennessee State. Seventh, Lindenwood, the other team that moved up Division I with you guys. Morehead State in eighth. Western Illinois in ninth, new OVC addition. And Tennessee Tech rounding things out in 10th place. This was a poll voted on by coaches and communication directors for each school. From what I understood, coaches didn't vote for their own teams.
Yeah, we're not allowed to vote for our own.
Mm-hmm. All right, and a quick aside about the OVC season as well, 10-team conference. It'll feature a schedule with each team playing each other, 1 3-game series. It'll be kind of split, half of them home, half of them on the road, for 27 total conference games, March 9th through May 5th. And the conference season concludes with the OVC Softball Championship in Peoria, Illinois, May 8th through 11th. And we discussed a couple weeks ago some updates to the conference, new team, the schedule starting a week earlier, as well as the format of traveling every other week, something you seem to like.
Yeah, yeah. You know, preseason is tough. You know, I mentioned that before, but, you know, we're on the road for quite some time, you know, and it's like 15 game stretch or whatever, you know, and then we get into conference. But it's honestly like a good balance, like having, you know, this year we're 2 weekends away, 2 weekends home. But I just like how it kind of just settles in.
And this year, the championship last year was in Oxford, Alabama, at Chocoloco Park, which was a fun time going south for a change and such a brutally cold spring. It was just nice to get somewhere a little bit more warm. Mm-hmm. This year being moved to Peoria, Illinois, thoughts about the location for this year's tournament?
We were pleasantly surprised last year. It was a really nice stadium, and the atmosphere was really good. Peoria is a really nice complex. The only thing that we met a lot at the beginning of the year about with the coaches and stuff, and there was mixed emotions about it's a turf complex, and you know, some of us don't play on turf, you know, for other than maybe like 2-3 weekends out of the year. There's a couple teams in our conference that have turf, but, you know, there's a slight change to it. So, I mean, there is a difference, and, you know, it's something you have to get acclimated to. I mean, the complex itself is nice, and I think the biggest thing for the coaches was to make sure that the girls had that championship atmosphere. And I think it'll have that. So hopefully the first year will go well, and I'm assuming it'll probably be something of like a couple-year contract. I don't know that we know the specifics of it yet.
And this tournament being held specifically at the Louisville Slugger Sports Complex, you mentioned it turf. Now, I don't know exactly which teams you may run into that have turf. Is there going to be any preparation you guys have for the tournament? Maybe Alabama with a turf field, potentially?
No, Alabama does not have turf. Lindenwood, in our conference, they do. Well, Tennessee Tech is getting a new field this year, and I believe it's synthetic, so... there's a couple. You know, we play several games every year on turf, so it's not going to be some big shocker, but it's just different. You know, it's just different. There are teams that obviously practice on a turf field every single day at practice. I mean, obviously there is probably a little bit of an advantage.
And also included in Thursday's release, the players to watch, one selected from each team. USI's player to watch this year was junior pitcher Josie Newman, whom we will hear from later in tonight's show. Newman, coming off of a season, earning All-OBC First Team and numerous in-season awards. So, Coach, with the award she's been honored with and being honored with in the preseason, what are some expectations looking forward into the season, either from yourself or others in the league?
You know, Josie, it was deserving. You know, she had a really good year last year. She's a gamer. You know, she gets out there and she's gritty. She has a lot of expectations just for herself. You know, I think that she wants to win, you know, so she'll put in the work. You know, she's really attacked the weight room quite a bit in the last year, and she's really gotten strong and she looks really good right now. So, you know, I think that hopefully she's going to lead us in the right direction. And, you know, and that was last year. I think that she will have a good mindset of, you know, yeah, I had a good year. However, it's go time. You have to regroup and start over. And you know, obviously people that get awards and whatnot, they do have bullseyes on their backs a little bit, but I think she's open for it. Like, I think she's ready to put up a good year.
And sticking with the USI OVC awards at the end of the year, Allie Gooden earning co-player of the year last year, and she's moved on and graduated. But looking at this year's team, what are some things you'll be looking for with them potentially to fill in losing a conference player of the year?
Yeah. You know, Allie had a tremendous season. Offensively, she was just lights out. But, you know, anytime you lose, you know, whether it's one senior, four seniors or whatever, you know, you always look for somebody else to just step in. Like, they just change their roles. I mean, the roles change throughout the season, let alone after May, you know, yeah. And you have people that leave or, you know, graduate, move on. But, you know, we'll have somebody else that'll step up. And obviously we'll miss some of the offensive production. Absolutely. But, you know, we have other kids that are going to step up and maybe get that award again, but somebody new.
And last thing shown in Thursday's release, there were interviews with all the coaches around the league. Yours had a great quote that I picked out before I noticed it was actually picked out on their social medias as well. That quote, "They're hungry," referring to the players, of course. "They're ready and excited for some greatness, and hopefully things fall into place." So last thing I'll ask you here tonight is for you to expand a little bit on that quote.
Well, you know, I was asked on that interview about, you know, after going that first year transitioning into the OVC, and I told him that, you know, the unknown was scary. And at first we had no idea. Like, we didn't know if we were we going to be good. You know, we thought we were confident that we were going to compete. But after it was like the season started going, we actually, after talks after games and whatnot, and just when we would go back and reflect on the weekend, you know, there were moments that we didn't even necessarily play very well. And we're getting on the bus and, you know, with wins. And so it was kind of a little bit of an eye-opening experience, you know, not meaning, you know, that we don't have work to do and that we're going to have to show up, because if we don't, we're going to get beat. But, you know, it came down to it that they were like, oh, I think we got this. And I think they just know it's very realistic for us to win the conference championship. And if we don't, we don't. But I think we're gonna be contending for it. We're gonna be in the running at the end.
All right, Coach. Well, that's all I'm gonna bother you with here tonight. Thank you for coming in.
I'm
gonna talk with Josie a little bit about her selection to the All OVC preseason players to watch. Now we've got the OVC preseason selection herself, Josie Newman. Josie, first off, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This year, Josie was picked as a preseason player to watch after her performance last year, a 3-time OVC Pitcher of the Week, earned first-team All-OVC honors at the end of the year, finished the regular season tied for first in the conference with 15 wins, 17 complete games, all by herself in first with 139 strikeouts and 6 shutouts, and among the top with innings pitched and opposing batting average. So we'll stay with last season for a minute. Making the jump from Division II to Division I, safe to say that you and the team had little trouble being able to compete among the top. So what would you credit that success to for yourself and the team?
I would just say that, you know, our team really just does whatever we know how to do. The GOVC was very competitive, and we knew going into Division I it was going to be either equally competitive or a little bit more. So we knew just to stick to the basics, you know, just playing USI softball.
Earlier when I talked to Coach Kunkel, she referred to you as a gamer, which you've said that you've heard that quite a bit in the past. Someone who just wants to compete and win. Is that a description you would give yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I might be an overly competitive person sometimes. I do not like to lose. But losing, you know, you always learn something from it. So it's good to lose every once in a while, but I still don't like losing, especially whenever we have, like, game days during training and whatever. I always try and win, like a game of knockout or we play volleyball, whatever.
And that's something Coach always talks about, bringing in winners to the team, a winning culture. Just it's easy to do it when you have people like that.
Yeah.
Well, last season topped off with an All-OVC first-team selection alongside your teammate, Allie. What was it like for you to hear your name among those at last year's banquet?
I mean, obviously it's an honor to be considered one of the best in the conference. But I don't know. I don't usually have, like, a huge different reaction to being, like the recognition is great, but I don't usually have a different reaction rather than, like, you know, if we won a game, whatever, you know. I don't know. I never know how to take those other than just like, okay, thanks. But there's always more room to improve.
Absolutely. Humble about it. We love to see that. And looking forward into this year, safe to say there are some expectations with last year's success and the preseason nod for this year. So for yourself and for the team, what are your expectations moving forward?
So the preseason was fourth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of expected us to be at least third. I was kind of surprised whenever we were ranked fourth, honestly, just because, you know, we worked hard last season. I think we ended up third in the
regular
tournament.
Yeah.
So I honestly was just kind of surprised that we got fourth over UT Martin. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But, you know, it's always something that we can prove them wrong about. So excited to see what our team has to offer. We've got a lot of good freshmen, a lot of good talent, and I think we work well together this year.
And for yourself, any specific expectations? Just play your best and see where that leads you?
Honestly, I feel like I know the expectations that I have in my head, and most of them are either unattainable or I'm always trying to reach them or do better or whatever. If we're going numerical, probably have more strikeouts, less walks type of thing, less home runs, less giving up runs. But overall, I think I just want to play, you know, have fun playing the sport I love to play.
And season starting off less than 2 weeks now, going to the Alabama invite. Where's the excitement with you and the team for that?
Yeah, I think we're excited just because we get to play at Alabama. Like, That's insane. And also not just being able to play Alabama, but also potentially St. Thomas. Well, we are playing St. Thomas, but St. Thomas and Virginia as well, like big schools. That's great for our program. And I hope that brings in more girls who are wanting to play those bigger teams like that.
All right. That's all I'm going to keep you here for today. Once again, thanks for coming in and talking with us for a little bit of a sneak peek for this year.
All right. Thank you.
That will do it for this episode of the Sue Kunkel Coaches Show. USI softball opens up their season next Friday at the Bama Bash, playing Virginia and St. Thomas on Friday and Saturday, followed by Alabama on Sunday.
Thanks for listening. We have new episodes Wednesdays at noon. Tell your friends and leave a good rating below. As always, we'll catch you then.